Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. It doesn't take much to look around us and see all of the craziness going on in this world. I mean, if you just watch the news for 5 minutes, which I don't suggest, it can cause you to fight off anxiety and fear. It can lead us to a place where we don't feel like even leaving our house. But ladies, 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, or a mind at peace. How incredible is that? With all that's going on in the world today, how can we trade out that fear for what God says that he's given us? His power, his love, and his peace. In John 14:27, Jesus tells us that he has given us his peace. It's a peace not like the world has to offer, but a peace that can only come from God. Therefore, we don't have to let our hearts be troubled or afraid. But how do we receive that peace? How do we walk in a way that we know 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, that we are protected and kept safe in this crazy world? The key to walking in God's protection for our lives is to spend time with him, to get to know what his word says about us, about our protection. When you mess up, don't be afraid to go to God and talk to him about it. He already knows the moment that you make that decision what you've done. And guess what? He's not waiting for you to make a mistake so that he can keep bringing it up and reminding you of what you did wrong. He's waiting there with his arms of love wide open for you, ready for you to come to him. And as you spend time with him, I encourage you, get into the Word of God and read what it says about your protection. Begin to speak it over your life and choose to trust God that his Word is truth. I cannot tell you how many times God has protected me from all kinds of crazy things. In March of 2020, this was right before the shutdown, a massive tornado hit the city that I lived in. And I remember that night, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was so much lightning that you literally did not even need a flashlight or to turn on the light to see where you were going. It was like so crazy. So I went to grab my phone to look at the weather app to see what was going on. And that's when I noticed that there was a tornado warning. So I woke up the family, we went downstairs and I turned on the TV to see where the tornado was, see how close it was. And the tornado was literally just a couple miles away from our neighborhood. And the path of the tornado was coming straight towards our house. In the natural, let me tell you, it was pretty scary. But I knew that I had God's Psalm 91 protection. And so we began to pray Psalm 91. And as we're praying it, the electricity goes out. So now we don't have a TV to figure out where this tornado is. The internet on our phones stopped working. So we went to our safe place and was just praying over this storm, speaking against it, telling it that it had to leave. And we were just waiting. About 15 minutes later, I called my mother-in-law who lived in a different city but close by so that she could look at the news and tell us where this tornado was. And she had told us that the tornado was past us and so we were good. We went back to bed, woke up the next morning, and we went outside and there was debris all over our yard, insulation from people's houses. And it was like, oh my goodness, what happened? And as we began to hear the news of what was going on, this tornado took out many houses in our city and the neighboring cities. But when we looked at the path of the tornado, it showed that the tornado was headed right towards our neighborhood, but within a mile from our house, it turned and went a different direction. Now, ladies, I don't call that a coincidence. I don't call that luck. I don't call that fate. I call that God's word working in our lives. I call that God's promises over our lives. And the same thing can be true for you. One of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible is Psalm 91, and this chapter talks all about God's protection for us. It talks about what we need to do in order to receive that protection, but it also talks about, very detailed, ways that God promises to protect us. As we read through verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91, we learn what it is that we need to do in order to receive that protection. It says, he, or she, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. So according to these verses, the biggest key to receiving our God-given protection is to dwell with God. What that means is to make it a habit. Spend time with Him on a regular basis. It doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean that if you forget to read your Bible one day, it's over, it's done. It just means spend time with Him on a regular basis. When we spend time in the Word of God, we get to see God's heart for us. We get to see how much God loves us. When we really get a revelation of God's love for us, that fear has to leave. 1 John 4:16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him." 1 John 4:18 goes on to say that there is no fear in love. And remember, God is love, so there's no fear in God. But perfect love, God's love, casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So if you have a challenge with being afraid or being fearful, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you need to get a deeper revelation of God's love for you. Now, I wish I could say I was perfect and that I never have challenges with fear. That would be a lie. I have to do this myself. This is something that I need to do as well. Get into God's word and learn how much he loves me. The more time that we spend with God, the more revelation we get on how much he loves us, and the easier it is for us to receive God's protection. Then as you spend time with God, find Bible verses that talk about his protection for you, that talk about his love for you. Psalm 91 is a great place to start. And then as you begin to speak them over your life, we see in verse 2 that it says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I trust." Speak it over your life, ladies. The word of God is voice activated. We have God's angels waiting to perform his word in our life. But if we don't speak the word, they can't work. So the only way that they can actually go to work is for us to speak the word of God. Now, ladies, I want to encourage you to watch the words that come out of your mouth. Because if you're speaking the word of God of you concerning your protection, "Lord, I thank you that I'm protected, I'm kept safe." But then in the next moment, you're like, "Oh, we're all going to die." What you're speaking goes directly against what God's word says. And so God isn't able to protect us. He's not able to help us, not because he doesn't want to, but because we're saying, "God, I'm choosing to believe my circumstances over what your word says." And that's when the enemy can come in and wreak havoc on our lives. All right, so what does God protect us from? We're going to go through the rest of Psalm 91 real quick. In verse 3, it says, "God will deliver us from the snare of the fowler." That's any trap that the enemy tries to set for you. "And from the perilous pestilence." That word pestilence is talking about bad news, something that we can't do anything about. This is why watching the news is probably not the best thing, because we can't do anything about that stuff. And people become paralyzed from fear because of it. But God says that exact thing that they are paralyzed by fear from, he says he will deliver you from it. How cool is that? Verse 4 says that just like a mama eagle covers her babies from danger, God covers us. And we can be confident that we have that place of refuge as we trust in him. And that his truth, the word of God, shall be our shield and our buckler, protecting us on all sides. Verse 5 says that we should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. That tornado was definitely a terror by night. Psalm 4:8 says, though, "I will lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Ladies, you don't have to go to bed at night being afraid. You can trust God's word that he has you protected. The arrows that this verse is talking about can be anything that keeps coming at you and causes you to fear. Isaiah 54:17 tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. All right, verse 6 says, "We shall not be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday." Now in this verse, pestilence is talking about plagues, viruses. You don't have to be afraid of them. When it talks about walking in darkness, it means you don't know who's carrying it. You don't know where it's at. You don't know what surfaces it might be on. And so instead of staying home and never going out in public, choose to trust God that he has you protected. I'm not saying don't be wise. Obviously, we need to be wise, but we don't have to be afraid. Now, when it talks about the destructions that lay waste at noonday, that word destruction means sudden death, and the word waste means devastate. So we don't have to be afraid of sudden death that's meant to cause devastation. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear." I will is a choice. It is a choice that we have not to give in to fear, but to trust God. Verses 7 and 8 say, "A thousand may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked." 11,000 people around us might be affected, but it's not going to touch you. My pastor explained this verse this way, and I wanted to share it with you because I thought it was really good. He said, "It would be very easy to simply look around you or on social media and see what's happening to thousands and allow fear to grip your soul. No, those 11,000 people that have fallen all around you, ladies, they're your ministry. These are not people that we should look smugly at and say, 'Look at me and my faith. I'm still standing. Ha, you have fallen.' You are standing for a reason, ladies, to pick up those around you, to share Jesus with them, to encourage them, to lift them up, to shine their light of Jesus in their lives. All right, verses 9 and 10 tell us that because we have made the Lord our refuge and because we've made him the Most High God our dwelling place, because we spend time with him and we trust him, listen to this promise. No evil shall befall you or come near you. No plague shall come near your house." You can stand on those words, ladies. Then verses 11 and 12 talk about the protection that God has given you through his angels. You have angelic protection. Pretty awesome. "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways of obedience. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Ladies, in order to receive that protection, though, we need to make sure that we are being obedient to God. And yes, ladies, that includes obeying your parents, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. So we got to make sure if our parents are asking us to do something, make sure that we're in obedience to them as long as it goes along with the word of God. Now, if they're asking you to do something like rob a store or something like that, obviously we go with God. Now, again, this is not perfection, but when you mess up, ask for forgiveness if you need to, then go to God and talk to God about it. Ask God for forgiveness. Now, just as a side note about angels, a lot of people in this world today worship angels. That is not our job. Angels are never to be worshiped. They are there to help us, and they are activated by when we speak the word of God. All right, verse 13. It tells us that we shall tread upon lions and cobras and young lions and serpents we shall trample underfoot. You might be thinking, what in the world does that mean? I'm glad you asked. All right, let's look at Luke 10:19, because this is another verse, but it's in the New Testament that talks about something similar to what this is talking about. It says, "Behold, I give you the power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." So what Psalm 91:13 is telling us is that God has given us Christians authority over the enemy and all of his demons. We have the authority because Jesus defeated Satan once and for all. Now, when Jesus defeated Satan, he took all authority over him, and he gave that authority to us Christians. So now we have authority over the enemy, and it's okay to tell him, "Satan, you have no place in my life. You cannot hurt me. The Bible says that you walk around like a roaring lion. You are not really a lion. You've been defeated. You have no claws. You have no teeth. You cannot hurt me unless I give in to you. So leave." You can tell him that. The Bible says that you can submit to God, resist the devil, and he will run in stark terror. All right, so now we're down to the final three verses, verses 14 through 16. These verses end with a precious promise from God. They say, and this is God speaking. He says, "Because we have set our love upon him, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With a long life, he satisfies us and shows us his salvation." What an amazing promise. Because we have set our love upon God, he delivers us out of anything that we could be walking through. But only if we believe his promise over us, only if we speak it over our lives. That word delivered means to carry away safely. If you are walking through any crazy situation right now, God says that he will carry you away safely out of that situation. Because we have known his name, because we seek him daily in our lives, he promises us that when we call upon him, he will answer us and he is with us. He's with us to deliver us from that trouble. And then it says he honors us. Wow. I don't know about you, but when I think about God, I think about me honoring him. But he says he honors us. Then it says with a long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. He doesn't just want you to live a long life. He wants it to be satisfying. He wants you to enjoy life. You truly enjoy life when you receive the promises that God has for you in his word. And then he says he'll show us his salvation. That word salvation means deliverance, help, prosperity, security, and safety. Praise God. God delivers us. He helps us. He prospers us. He makes us secure and safe. So we have these precious promises from God in Psalm 91, but there is a practical side to this protection as well. We have to use wisdom. Like, for example, when that tornado warning went off, we all didn't just stay upstairs in our bedrooms. We woke up, went downstairs, went to our safe place, got in our safe place, and began to pray. That's a practical side to it, right? Luke 22:36 says, "And Jesus said to them, 'But now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise keep his knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.'" He's telling us there is a practical side to his promises. There is wisdom that we must walk in. Ladies, it's wise to lock your doors at night. It's wise not to park in a dark parking lot all by yourself late at night. It's wise to take those precautionary steps to keep us out of trouble. And then if trouble arises, that's when we're protected. All right, ladies, I hope that this helped you today. I just really had it on my heart to speak about this because there's so much craziness going on around us. I mean, everywhere we look, it just looks so dangerous. But I want you to know that you have God's protection over your life and you don't have to be afraid. All right, so this Friday, June 24th, I'm going to be sending out an email with a prayer of Psalm 91 that I want to challenge you to pray every day. When I began to pray Psalm 91, I prayed it every morning and every night, and I still do to this day. And that just helped me to renew my mind to what God's word said about his protection over my life. And I'll tell you, at first, when things came up, I still stepped into fear. But as I began to do this, now when things come up, I may have some fear that try to creep in, and I start to pray Psalm 91 again. And it's amazing the peace that God gives me when I do. You can get on that list by going to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download it at www.uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says "Don't Miss a Thing." If you're listening to this episode after June 24th, you can still receive that email. Go to the same app, click on the tab that says "Connect with Jamie," and then write the words "Psalm 91 Prayer," and I will get that to you right away. All right, so now as we say every week, I want you to repeat after me and I want you to really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, one quick announcement before we wrap up. It is not too late to join us for our free summer Bible study. We had some challenges with the sign-in page, and I am so sorry for that. So if that was you, I apologize. If you would like to join us, all you have to do now is go to the Uncommon Teen app. Again, you can download that at www.uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Bible study, and you should be able to register now. All right, ladies, I hope you have an incredible week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.